So for our final segment, we're doing something we haven't done before. We're taking our musical roundtable idea, where we go around the table and share a song, and we're remixing it a little bit. And this time, instead of sharing our favorite new releases, we've each agreed to offer up a guilty pleasure.
This was a very tough assignment, and yet very. I found it to be very sort of eye-opening to who I am when I started looking at this a little deeper.
Well, there was a truth I had to face, because I thought of a lot of songs right off the bat, and I had to narrow it down, but I had to get real. I had to get real with myself and say, come on, where is that clappy hand pleasure? You're admitting now to people who may also embrace this song. I think a lot of people do. But why? Why is it squirreled away? Why don't I play it on air?
You have to get real with yourself. I think you should go first.
Yeah, Vicky, let's start with you.
So in reviewing this, because I had a lot in my head, but I'm like, okay, what is it that makes the hair on my arm stand up? What is it that makes me want to light my lighter? What is it that I sing in my car or in my home as loud as I can? I don't care what my face looks like when I do it.
So for you, it incites the funky dance, and you feel guilty about doing the funky dance.
I let go. That's what this song is all about. I just let it go.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, although I tend to do it in private. Now, I'm circling the 70s here, so there's a lot of set adrift and memory bliss around this, too. But from the opening notes to this song, the European-style ambulance sound, the gentle harpsichord, the introspective lyrics of acceptance and hope, I'm a sucker. There's a hook in my mouth, and I'm singing, because it also rocks. My pick is Aerosmith, Dream On.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aerosmith.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
So there you go. You're getting funky. You're getting a little funky.
Check out the hair on my arms.
Standing up on end.
It's almost impossible not to belt along with this song.
I know. And then the really high up hard part toward the end, I sing that as loud as I can.
I join you in guilt on this. Is it because Steven Tyler became such a kind of oddball in his older age? He's kind of a character of himself, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he just, you know, continues to live is maybe the thing. Right. Maybe we thought a different end to him. But this song, here we go. You know, at this point now I'm swaying, the lighters are going, and we haven't even hit the chorus yet. And the hair is still up on my arm. So I got to be real. Aerosmith, Dream On, life-changing song for me.
It's a rock anthem for sure. It is an American rock anthem.
Sing with it. Sing for the year. Sing for the laugh. Sing for the tear. Sing a winner. Just for today. Maybe tomorrow. The good Lord will take you away.
All right. Well, let's move on. Jeff?
Let me try and preface my guilt. So, I'm kind of a big guy, got an imposing stature. I'm the epitome of masculinity, wouldn't you say?
If you do say so yourself, yeah.
I try hard. I try really hard. But, you know, there's a feminine side to me that I kind of came about because I had a mother who was a feminist, because I grew up in the 70s, because my formative years were the 70s and 80s, where I kind of gained my adulthood. And there was a book out in the 80s that was called Real Men Don't Eat Quiche. Remember that?
I do. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the music that I'm going to tell you about right now is is written by a guy who not only eats quiche, but he bakes it, and he probably wins awards for his recipe, right? He is a sweet guy. And, you know, you're not allowed to say sweet if you're a masculine, male, American, red-blooded dude.
Especially if you're burly.
You can't say sweet. You can't say sweet. But I just came across this song a couple of nights ago, and I was watching James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, mm-hmm. and I got sucked into a Carpool Karaoke with Chris Martin of Coldplay, and those two guys were belting out Yellow, and I just loved it. I love Coldplay, and I've been told that it's girl rock. You know, so that goes against my my masculinity, right? So I've got this fragile ego, and that's where my guilt / shame comes from.
So it's about gender norms for
you. Yeah, it is. It is.
I think we have to listen to the song now.
Yeah.
Yellow by Coldplay. There's no arguing.
You said
with
sweet?
That. It is.
You're a new millennial. You can do that with ease.
It's no, you know, Coldplay was kind of big when I was, you know, in middle school and high school, you know, very tender age, yeah. where highly emotional music.
Tender age, tender
right.
moments.
Your first, yeah. you
tender
know,
memories.
Your love.
Right. Definitely Coldplay takes me back there.
And it was all yellow. Drew Barrymore got married to this song.
She did.
Well, I just read that somewhere. It could be a lie, but so. I think it's true.
All right, Jake, your turn.
Well, you guys have had such good ones. I don't know if I can really live up to it, but the song that I'm going to pick is one that I'm not quite as attached to yet because it's a new song. It just came out, but it's one that I've listened to fair amount since it came out, and I'll explain why I feel guilty about it. But first, I should just say the song is off of the new album by one Britney Spears.
Whoa. Yeah.
There it
Shame.
Is.
Shame.
Right there.
Enough said.
And, you know, part of why this was a hard exercise for me was I think there was a time when I had a very sharp delineation in my mind between the kind of music I like to listen to and pop music, you know, music that was cool and music that wasn't. And I think not, and this is not just me, but I think as a culture, you know, pop music and indie music and these lines have been blurring for a while now. And so it's harder to sort of differentiate between the two. And I think for me, there was a time recently when I just started to realize like, huh, most of the artists that I listen to all the time are like top 40 artists. but I'm not ashamed of that. I don't really care because I think the music is good. So this album just came out this month, and clearly she or her producers or whoever knows what's hot right now, knows kind of what's going on in the world of, you know, electronic music, indie music, etc.
They're working it in. What's the tune?
It's
what's
pretty
the
good
tune?
All right, the song is called Invitation, and it's off her new album Glory. See?
I'm ready to reveal that. Let inhibitions come undone.
They don't play fair.
Right? It's like perfectly manufactured by people that are smarter than I am, who know exactly what the moment calls for, and here it comes.
Wow.
And, you know, this, when I hear this, it's like the bands, indie bands that kind of precursed it, like Purity Ring would be mm-hmm. one of them, or others, you know. It's not original necessarily, but it's pretty good.
It's
and
good.
You've heard the same thing with Justin Bieber and other kind of big pop stars who are trying to pull from the underground. Anyways.
So, Jake, if we drive by your house and we see shadows on the window dancing, I'm going to know that this is what the soundtrack to your particular living room moment is.
It very well might be.
Yes and hope and no maybes. Not gonna beg, so don't make me.
So that's it for our guilty pleasures. And now we'd like to ask you, the listener, to tell us yours. Give us a call at 719-428-KRCC. That's 719-428-5722. And leave us a message about your guilty pleasure song.
Everybody's got one.
You can tell us.
Yes.
Tell us the song and why you feel guilty about it. And your message could be featured in the next episode of Air Check. Again, the number to call, 719-428-KRCC.
Air Check is a production of KRCC in Colorado Springs. You can find more about any of the songs or artists you heard in this episode at krcc.org. You can also now subscribe to the Air Check podcast by searching Air Check, two words, in the iTunes store. For KRCC and Air Check, I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Jeff Beery.